You're listening to a podcast of Reality Check, hosted by Charles Ellison on 900 AM WURD.com.
Joining us is State Senator Art Haywood coming back to the show. He represents the 4th Senatorial District of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and he joins us by phone. You can get more information on him, by the way, at senatorhaywood.com. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on again.
All right. Yeah, no, it's good to have you back. So tell you and also State Senator Vincent Hughes have put together what you call a fair share tax proposal. And tell us a little bit about that. You're doing that in conjunction with the Pennsylvania Budget and Policy Center. And so I'm real curious about that. What exactly is meant by a fair share tax?
Sure. So in Pennsylvania, we have found that low and moderate income Pennsylvanians are paying way too much really in taxes compared to the higher income Pennsylvanians. We do not have a progressive tax structure here, which would require people to pay based upon their income. Not the case in Pennsylvania, it's just a flat tax. So what we have looked at is the following. We are in a situation where we have about a $2 billion budget deficit, and the solution has all been about mostly cutting services, not investing in people where it needs to happen. So we've created a proposal that says two primary things. One, we should tax certain kinds of income that are mostly for the top 5%, like capital gains, dividends, income on estates and royalties at the rate of 6.5%. And we should reduce the taxes to everyday Pennsylvanians on their ordinary income from 3.07% down to 2.8%. Now, what that means is that for about 90% of Pennsylvanians, their income tax will be the same or less. For about 10%, their income tax, or their tax on capital gains, would be higher. That generates $2 billion for critical investments. It also distributes $527 million worth of tax cuts to everyday Pennsylvanians. That is more fair.
Let me ask you, you know, I find this proposal rather fascinating, and it sort of also reminds me a little bit of that transaction tax idea that's starting to float around a little bit. I know DNC co-chair Congressman Keith Ellison floated that idea back about just the other day, you know, especially when you're talking about, you know, taxes on capital gains and other investments. So, you know, you're actually increasing the tax on the wealthy from a little bit over 3% to 6.5%. So that's more than double in terms of the tax. So are there concerns that, one, you know, you could sort of drive wealthy people out of the Commonwealth, out of the state, and two, you know, say upper middle class families who might get hit by this doubling of the tax, hit with that 6.5% tax? Are there some concerns there that this could result in lower economic productivity, you know, people buying fewer goods and services because, frankly, they're just taxed more?
Yes, that's an excellent question. So high-income people have typically a combination of capital gains kind of income and ordinary wages. And so we looked at the effective tax rate when you combine the regular pay plus these capital gains types of income. Our effective tax rate is 3.6%, and that level is lower than any state around us. New York, New Jersey, Ohio, all these states already have progressive income taxes that tax the high income at a higher rate. So we did the comparison and found that the Pennsylvania rate would still be lower than the surrounding states, so we don't have to worry about the rich going to a nearby state because the nearby states actually have higher taxes than we do. So the 6.5% on capital gains has to be married with the 3.07 tax on regular wages. And when you put those two together, the effective tax rate on high income is still only 3.6%. So we have looked at that question of that's this kind of tax being a deterrent. Mm. Let me also say that when we reduce the taxes on ordinary folks, you're making $50,000, your tax rate is reduced to 2.8%. That's about $135 that this individual has. Most of the time, when you put money in the hands of ordinary citizens, they will spend it, and spending that money is excellent for the economy as a stimulator. When you put money in the hands of high-income people, sometimes they don't spend it. They already have everything they need, and they may take the money, they may go on vacation out of the country. So I believe, and economic theory support, putting money in the hands of ordinary citizens increases purchasing and is a stimulant to our economy.
Yeah, I think that's probably, you know, the strongest of many of the arguments that you're putting forward in this fair share tax proposal is that, you know, that economic growth, economic productivity argument. I'm real curious what the response has been like from Republicans and conservatives. I know that I'm sure that there are folks probably accusing you of trying to redistribute wealth, that you're simply you're setting up a situation where you stop mugging Peter so you can start mugging Paul, essentially, so to speak. So, I mean, how do you answer those criticisms that this is just basically redistribution of wealth, which is a popular argument amongst a lot of conservatives when you start talking about fiddling around with a flat tax rate, such as the case with Pennsylvania? How do you respond to those charges?
My response is the following. Every time we provide a tax cut to businesses or high-income people, we are redistributing wealth. Because every time we cut the taxes on businesses, we had a $2 billion tax cut in Pennsylvania, the services did not go down by $2 billion. Instead, everyday citizens had to make up the difference from the tax cut that was provided to businesses. So what we're doing here is saying everyday Pennsylvanians need a break. A tax cut for them is overdue. And by having the capital gains and dividends taxes, we are still taxing rich Pennsylvanians at a level lower than any other surrounding state. So I believe, so that's our argument. We're not driving the rich out. The rich still have a better deal in Pennsylvania than they have in any state around Pennsylvania.
And, you know, another big question too, Senator Haywood, is how you convey this to the larger, broader Pennsylvania audience, and especially your constituents, because, you know, when you start getting into discussions or debates about tax policy, they can get very baseball insider. You know, tax policy is something very difficult to follow. And I've noticed that that's something that, you know, folks who would be critics of your proposal, they capitalize on that. So, you know, what's sort of the strategy for ensuring that you simply kind of describe what this proposal is to a lot of those average low-income middle-class folks who may not be as aware or savvy about tax policy? Because, it, you know, sometimes that kind of conversation can get a bit complex and complicated. And I've seen situations where Republicans and conservatives, frankly, they've been able to capitalize on that and win those arguments.
I've seen the same thing, and our core argument for everyday Pennsylvanians is that with this proposal, you will get a tax cut, and for most Pennsylvanians, 90% of Pennsylvanians, you either get a tax cut or no change. So the tax cut, as you know, in America, tends to be a very attractive argument because people are concerned about money going out of their pocket. Yeah. We're going to put money into the pockets of everyday Pennsylvanians so they can live their lives with less of a tax obligation. And for the very rich, the additional money that they will pay will still be less than the neighboring state. There's organizations like responsible wealth group in New York City, patriotic millionaires. These kinds of organizations are in favor of policies that have the rich pay their fair share as part of being a citizen in this nation.
All right. We're talking with Senator Art Haywood, representing the 4th Senate District of Pennsylvania. Go to Senator Haywood.com for more information, and also at Senator Haywood on Twitter as well. He's been talking about his fair share tax proposal legislation that he and State Senator Vincent Hughes are co-sponsoring and submitting to the Pennsylvania State Senate. So definitely keep us posted on that proposal and where that legislation heads, Senator Haywood.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you again.
You've been listening to a podcast of Reality Check, right here Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 900 AM WURD.com.